Korogocho FM, contained in a container right inside the heart of Korogocho.
It is a rainy afternoon in Nairobi, but the gloomy weather hasn't dampened the spirits at Korogocho FM studios. Although these studios are located in a ship container, their humble status belies the big dreams upon which Korogocho FM is built on and the change it is bringing into the Korogocho community that most of its listeners are drawn from. Tom Boyer is the long-serving team leader of Korogocho FM. He shares how this radio station has enhanced the freedom of speech and empowered the community over the years.
Before Korogocho FM started operation, there were the questions of illegal levies and repairs, where people were being asked to pay illegal fees. That was purely corruption and extortion. But then when Korogocho FM came in and started the civic education and telling people that this is illegal and all that, then people said no to that. That changed. And people are no longer giving those monies.
As it empowers the people of Korogocho through information, Korogocho FM ensures that these very people continue to drive the station's programs.
In terms of our programming, we got this idea of doing programs on community learning programs, whereby you engage the communities themselves in producing that program. We are now producing a program called Cheza Safe on teenage pregnancy. And then we've managed to bring people working with the youths. We've managed to bring some youths themselves in that program. And then we've made them to be like the program development team.
The current impact that Korogocho FM is having on its listeners started when a group of 10 young people decided to establish Nairobi's first ever community radio station back in 2007. One of them was Bernard Wandie, who now lives and works in Australia.
The first Korogocho FM transmitter was actually homemade. We just had like a piece of cardboard, got the plan out of the internet, and just went to a local guy who did like radio repair and started broadcasting. And of course it was illegal. Back then they didn't even have a community radio policy, or it was only commercial radio.
Another young person who was there during these formative years was Francis Ngira.
I was born and brought up in Korogocho, in the non-formal settlements of Korogocho. And I went to school there, worked there. I've seen human rights erosion, I've seen people cry, I've seen people happy, I've seen people work hard.
There was a need for information dissemination in the slum. If you look at today, slums still continue being victims of negative publicity from the mainstream media. So we decided to start Korogocho FM, but I just wanted the voiceless to get what they deserve. I wanted the people of Korogocho to get their own mouthpiece. That's why in Korogocho we say it's the voice of the voiceless.
Because they are located in communities and run by people from these communities, radio stations are indeed best equipped to be the voices of the communities they serve. In this regard, Equator FM, which was formed in 2007, was one of the first ever campus-based community radio stations in Kenya. It has been capturing the voices of Maseno University students and the wider Maseno community in the western part of the country.
If you couldn't need an idea.
Those were the voices of community members from Maseno being interviewed for an Equator FM show. One of the hosts of these educational and community-oriented shows is Salome Oyugi, a fourth-year student at Maseno University. She explains some of the ways that the radio station is having a positive impact.
Equator FM still really means a lot to me because it's a platform for me to use my voice as an informing tool. It usually allows me to speak about issues that many people in mainstream media wouldn't talk about. Considering that we are in the community, we understand how this community feels, and we understand the issues that pertain to it. And having this voice on Equator FM enables me to air out these issues because I am with them and understand what they are going through.
One of the people who has been present at Equator FM since the early years of its formation is Wilson Yego, a technician with the station and also a lecturer at Maseno University.
I've seen Equator FM grow since it was established in the year 2007, after it received support from the Indymedia Group. This support included the donation of equipment and technical expertise in its setting up.
It was fitting that Indymedia, a collective of grassroots media activists from all over the world, played a big role in ensuring that this community radio station took off. Equator FM has since become an integral part of the university and the wider community.
Our first community members are our large number of students that we have within the university, and secondly, we have the surrounding community. All these people have a platform to talk and exchange ideas. While the students freely talk their matters on the radio station, the community, through short messages and call-ins, are able to air what is affecting them in the society.
Despite these important roles that both Equity FM and Coach FM, together with almost 10 other community radio stations, are playing in enhancing freedom of speech all across Kenya, their very survival is threatened. Henry Maina is the director of Article 19, an international organization that champions freedom of speech. He explains some of the challenges faced by community media.
At the starting point, the novelty of community radio was something we wanted to look at and see how it can expand spaces for media pluralism and diversity. But as currently structured, I don't think they are doing that. And it's not for a fault of their own. It is for a fault of the state not having a clear policy mechanism on media. So we don't have one overarching policy on media, so leave alone having a policy on community media. So we've been groping in the darkness as a country for 50 years, and therefore the challenges community media faces is as a result of us not being clear on where we want to go. But two, that existing regulations and laws have tended to see community media not as an entity in itself. It is an afterthought once they've developed regulations about the other private commercial media. I don't know if there is clarity of how many frequencies we've spared for community media. You notice recently, I think, county governments asking to have frequencies so that they can set up some public stations, and most of them were not granted. That already tells you there isn't a clear policy on frequent spectrum management, and the attendant challenges that are going to come.
Faced with this unfortunate reality, where the law is not even clear on which frequencies new community radio stations should be awarded and how existing stations should operate, the future may seem uncertain for community radio stations, but they remain unmoved and continue to soldier on. Coach FM's Tom Boyer believes that they have power, and this power should continue being used to serve communities.
You see, when you have that mic, you have power in terms of people who are listening to you. Therefore, you have numbers. So when you have numbers, you have power.
Indeed, as long as community radio stations have an audience and means of reaching this audience, their power will remain intact, and their voice will not be silenced. This is John Bokali reporting for South North Radio in Nairobi.